Happy New Year to you. Happy New Year to you. Happy New Year! Oh my goodness, shut up! I'm listening to Zdenek's English Podcast.
You're listening to Zdenek's English Podcast, by far the greatest English podcast on earth for English learners since sliced bread. My name is Zdenek, and I'm your host. You have prepared something for us. You've got a present for us. What is it, Rob?
Well, because I'm dusting off my podcast machine, I pulled out some old jingles, and anyone who listens to my podcast knows that I like to, I say play games, but it's not really games because it's not a two-way thing. I fire questions at the guests and see if they can find the answers. And usually, well, of course, it's an English learning podcast, language-based stuff or stuff based on the subject, whatever we're talking about in the podcast.
Yeah.
So I brought three games. Let me open my page up here.
By the way, I think it's a brilliant concept. You know, it's one of the things I always enjoy.
Thanks.
Especially if I can, like, I sort of feel like as a listener, I am trying to compete as well.
Yes, I always aim to say in my podcast, and listeners, see if you can think of the answers too before Zdenek. But I usually would forget
before
to say
Zdenek.
That. Yeah. Well, I'm
would
say,
you
okay.
would you always mention my name there?
Whoever the guest is, it's normally Zdenek. I think you've been right?
No.
And yeah, I know we'll tell the guests, you know, maybe don't, if the answer comes to you straight away, maybe, you know, say some things around the answer or speak your thought process to give the listeners a time to also think of it, because they're English learners and we're English teachers. Okay, so the first one I have is called the Band Names Synonyms Game.
Oh no, it's something to do with music. So the problem will be, I'm gonna tell you straight away. Yeah, so
you're wrong. I know what you're gonna say. You're wrong.
The issue. Okay.
These right. are.
I give you the benefit of the doubt.
Know, okay. You don't know the bands or you don't know the music.
Okay.
But I googled the world's most famous bands,
and you will be surprised.
If you don't know some of these, I would be surprised.
Okay, I'm shitting myself.
Okay. So the band name synonyms game. The words have changed, but the meaning's the same. So I've taken some band names and opened up a thesaurus, actually online, and each word in the band name, very famous bands, I've changed for a word from the thesaurus for that word. Okay, so I'll give you the first one as an example.
Hi, my name is Sybil and I'm from Switzerland. I like the Achievers Chamber because I learn a lot in a fun way.
For more information about the Achievers Chamber, go to teachersdenek.com.
I'll give you the first one as an example.
Yeah.
So the first one is the Rotating Rocks.
Okay, so
You got it.
Because I'm cheating because I remember it from one of your podcasts.
That's why I gave you that the example. That's the only one that was actually in the podcast before. So the rotating,
so the
rocks.
Rolling the Rolling Stones, yeah.
Rolling Stones. Rotating, yep. A synonym for rolling rock, a synonym for stones. So here's the jingle, and then we'll play it.
The words have changed, but the meaning's the same. Meaning's the same, but the words have changed. Do you have a thesaurus? Would you like to play the band name synonyms game?
That's always an awkward thing because on my podcast, I usually insert a video of me playing the jingle, and then we don't have to have that awkward, oh, we're listening to music and enjoying it on the camera moment for the people watching it on YouTube. So, okay, you're ready. This next one. One word. Empress. Empress.
Here we go.
Band name,
you know,
with one word.
I don't know. Is that a band called Duchess or I don't know.
No. Okay, but let's workshop it, talk it
Empress.
out.
Empress.
Empress. What's another word for
the Queen?
Empress?
Ah, the Queen. The Queen. Yeah, of course.
Why did I go for the Duchess?
Is it the Queen?
It's just, I don't know.
It's just Queen. Okay,
Queen,
maybe
Queen. Yeah,
Queen.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Did I say the Queen? Yeah, yeah.
You said Queen. The Queen. She's yeah, still in your heart.
You mean the Queen Elizabeth?
The Queen, yeah. Queen Elizabeth, yeah. We can use some euphemisms. No, we won't do that. Okay, here's the next one. Okay, they get more difficult here from here on out, but maybe the listeners are catching them. Mm-hmm. Let's see.
Probably they are, because I'm not a music expert, so yeah.
I can't remember if this one was, some of these I might have actually also been in the previous podcast. I think it was with Martin from Rock and Roll English, mm-hmm. because he's Rock and Roll English. We did some music stuff.
Of course.
Okay. The Coast Children. The Coast Children.
The Beach Boys or something like that.
That's correct!
Yeah. Coast, beach.
You see, but I don't know anything about the band. Like, it just,
you don't
rings
have to,
a bell.
You just need to
it
know
just rings
the name
a bell or something. And I don't even know who they are or what
the
music
Beach Boys.
They played. It just rings a bell. That's all. It might have been from your episode as well. It's very random, actually, the answers from me, but so far so good.
Okay, see if you get this one. Mm-hmm. Pistols and Blooms. So I've not changed and in, like in the other one, I haven't changed the, these small...
Guns and Roses. Guns
yeah.
and Roses.
That's correct!
Yeah. Good. Yeah, see?
Then we but know those are some like old, those are some old bands, right? Like Guns and Roses, something wow. I listened to when I was like 15 or something. I don't know.
But the old bands are the most famous ones because they've been around for a long time, right? Yeah, yeah. None of these are new. I'm also old, so I don't know any of the new bands anymore.
Not as old as me, though. Like, so...
I think. Well, let's not get into that. Okay. All right. This
pretty
one is. Super
I'm
difficult.
Pretty sure you are younger. I'm as old as hills. So.
As old as hills.
Yeah.
Warning. Idiom.
Warning. An idiom. I've not heard. Old as hills.
It's a simile.
Yeah, it's a simile. Yeah. But it's also an idiom, I guess. Old as hills. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Similes are idioms. Yeah.
I would say it's as old as time. All right. This one's tough. Wireless cranium.
What the hell is cranium, first of all?
Cranium, yeah, that's a problem. Some of these words are obscure.
It sounds like some kind of chemical element or something, like a metal. Is it metal?
I'll,
or something?
What, I'll point to my cranium, but I can't say the word. So for the video viewers, this will help. This is cranium.
Ah, okay, okay.
So what am I touching?
So forehead and then behind that. What's that then? It's like scalp.
So you actually said one of the words already.
Did I?
Well, sort of. Mm. Wireless. This is an old-fashioned word for a machine. I heard it on the wireless. Is the news on? Turn on the wireless. What they used to call this machine in the like 1940s and 1950s.
Discman, Walkman, I don't know.
1940s and 1950s.
I have no idea.
Yeah, they didn't have Discman then. Okay.
Yeah,
I'll give you this
right.
one. I'm going to have to do a...
Tape. Tape was also came later. So... I just...
Right,
I don't know. Just you, yeah, you might have to tell
me. That is still not correct!
Yeah.
All right, I wonder if any listeners got it. Don't feel shame. You've so far, you've got 4 out of 7. So you're already winning. Mm.
You're counting the Rolling Stone one as well, though.
Yeah, I did. I kindly counted that for you. To kindly count that one. There's a split in infinitive. Wireless is an old word for radio.
And
radio cranium head. Is another word
radio
for head.
Yeah.
Wireless cranium, radio head.
For some reason, I didn't know you. I thought it was something else. Head.
Yeah, but I think cranium is actually this part of the head, is what I think. I don't know exactly, but it's not like the whole head.
It
was in the thesaurus, no less.
I thought it would be something like a scalp or something. I don't know.
I
thought it was because you said it's going to be hard. So for some reason, I thought the word that we are looking for was also going to be hard, and it's head.
Okay, so it's my fault, basically.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. All right, two more. This one is Inevitability's Kid. inevitabilities. Whoa.
That's correct!
I thought that would be the most difficult. Well done.
No, that's all right. Word kid, like you're looking for a synonym. Child. Destiny.
Oh, I know what it is. It's my stool is touching the microphone stand. All right. Sorry, everybody. That should not happen anymore. Okay.
I mean, yeah. Never do that again on my podcast, Rob.
I'm warming up again. This is me getting back into podcasting. So there's a phrase that I can't even think of. It's late for me. It's 10 past 10 here.
It's on the tip of your tongue.
It's on the tip of my tongue. What is it?
Yeah.
Anyway, here's the last one. And I need to remind you that words have more than one meaning. So maybe the synonym of this is not quite the synonym you're looking for. Anyway.
Okay.
Icy show. Icy show.
There seems to be some sort of a catch in that. There's something in it.
Mm, yeah, I give you a bit of a warning.
Icy show. Mm.
So icy, if you get the first word, you might get the second one. If something's icy, then it's very...
it could be like very cold or chilly. Hot Red Hot Chili Peppers? What? No, icy show.
No, but you've said one of the words already. It could be...
Chilly.
Back before that, you said...
I said cold. Coldplay. Uh-huh.
There you go.
Play, yeah. Coldplay.
Yeah, because play, you think of like playing, playing a game.
Yeah.
But also play like a show.
I see. I see.
Well done. You only got one.
I see show.
You won.
Well, you gave me some
some guidance, what? Some hints.
Yeah, hints. That's the word. That's the word I was looking for. Yeah.
Also for the listeners. Okay, here's the next game. It's called The Etymology of the Idiom. Mm. So do we need to explain what etymology is?
There is a joke that I've recently seen. You just have to give me like 2 hours to.
Hey, you've got the editing. You can cut it out.
I don't want to. I want to challenge myself here.
Okay.
It went like, what's the difference between etymology and? Oh no. What really bugs me is that a lot of people don't know the difference between etymology and entomology. That's the joke.
Good. As soon as you said bugs me, I'm like, I know what the punchline is going to be.
Anyway.
So, yeah. But, what happened there? I need a drink. I had a frog in my throat. Mm. I thought that was a joke, but a frog is not a bug, is it? Okay, never mind.
It's etymology actually what the idiom. Eats the bugs.
Yeah.
It's the predator.
So technically, I would have some bugs inside the frog in my throat. So it works.
Yeah.
Doesn't work. No way.
Speaking of bugs, I've recently recorded an episode with Luke from Luke's English Podcast for Luke's English Podcast.
Oh, yeah?
And
okay.
Guess what the topic is about.
Oh, the Beatles.
I know nothing about the Beatles.
Okay.
So
I know he loves the Beatles. Okay.
Yeah, well, yeah, what, I would be the what, worst, is it, the worst guest. What?
You're not talking about
like,
bugs.
It's like
surely.
A nightmare. If he wants to record a nightmare podcast about his favorite band, then he could do it with me. Yes.
Okay, that would be like me doing a football podcast with you, I think.
Exactly. It is about insects.
Really?
insect stories. Yeah. So
that surprises me. Okay.
Yeah, it's an interesting. Sort of connection there. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So the etymology, not the entomology, the etymology of the idiom. So where the idiom originates, where it comes from.
Yeah.
So the etymology of the idiom, it's a true or false conundrum. So I'm going to give you an idiom and then three possible etymologies. And are they, you know, which one is the real one and which ones have I made up? So here's the jingle.
The etymology of the idiom. It's a true or false conundrum. The etymology of the idiom. Is it false or true? It's what I'm asking you.
All right. So the first idiom is to break a leg. You've heard of that, to break a leg? So it's like, say, saying good luck.
Good luck,
especially if you're going to do a performance of some sort, break a leg. So which is the correct etymology? Does it come from A, a performance of Macbeth in Stratford-upon-Avon in 1610, in which the actor playing Macbeth actually broke his leg accidentally in a fight scene, but carried on the performance and got an outstanding review the following day? I'm reading this, by the way.
Yeah, it sounds quite legit, yeah? But yeah. I need to hear the others, yeah.
Okay, it sounds legit. Okay, could be that one. I'm not saying it is or not. Here's B. During Elizabethan times, the audience used to stomp their chairs instead of clapping their hands. And sometimes the stomping was so heavy that a chair leg would break. So that's the leg, break a leg of a chair when people are stomping them.
Yeah.
Or is it C, the 1865 assassination of Abraham Lincoln, which famously happened in a theater, when after the assassination, the assassin, John Wilkes Booth, jumped onto the stage and broke his leg because it was a bit high up and he stumbled and he broke his leg jumping onto the stage. But the link to good luck is unclear.
That's also a good one. I don't like the middle one for some reason. I feel like there is more to it. There's like a story behind it. I don't like the middle one. So if it's the middle one, I've already lost. So tell me immediately, please. I don't think it's the middle one.
Well, okay, which one do you think it is?
So am I right about that? That it's not the middle one? Just can we rule that out? If it is, then tell me.
Okay, well, I'll tell you straight. It's actually two of these. I only made up one of these. If you go onto Wikipedia, they are not sure of the etymology, but that chair leg breaking thing is one of the possibilities.
Hmm. I just thought it wasn't fancy enough. But okay, fair enough. No, it makes sense. Yeah. Is this a sort of British English idiom, or would you say it's not?
I don't know. Americans say it, I think, as well. But, you know, Americans went to America after all of these times. Oh, no, wait, actually, no, not the Abraham Lincoln one. But so they would have taken it with them, you know, they would have already had this idiom. Or did it come from America?
Yeah. I don't know. They both sound good. Let's go for the assassination one then. And see what happens. Yes.
If you go on Wikipedia, etymology of to break a leg, there's a few and one possibilities because no one's sure. One of them is the stomping of the chairs in Elizabethan times. The other one is John Wilkes Booth broke his leg jumping up onto the stage.
Mm.
And the performance of Macbeth in which an actor fell off his horse. No, I didn't even say that. Broke his leg in a fight scene. I was going to put fell off his horse, but then I thought, well, did they have horses on the stage? Probably not. So yeah, I made that one up completely.
Yeah. That's actually quite a tough game, this one, to be honest. It's more like a guessing game.
The listeners thinking, well, guessing, but there's also strategy, like, you know, would Rob have come up with that? Or does that sound possible in the real world?
It's quite similar to the lying game that Luke likes to play. I can see some sort of connection there.
Yeah, but it's more of a challenge, I think, you've got to come up with something realistic and make it realistic, believable.
Yeah, so let's do two more of these.
I've only got one more of these.
Oh, okay.
these take the longest prep, and I did these in half an hour before we started talking.
All right.
Okay, so the next one is the idiom to take the piss out of someone.
Right.
Which means to poke fun at is another way of saying it, or to wind someone up. Yeah. Okay. So take the piss. Does it come from the northeast of England in the 18th century, where there was a trade in refined urine from public facilities topped up during the journey? So and it's to be used as fertilizer. So on boats, some were carrying pee from like public buildings to be used as fertilizer. Yeah. But this was a cheap and undesirable cargo. You know, there was a taboo to be the guys who were on the ships carrying the urine. Urine is the medical, I don't know, more formal word for piss.
It's the medical. Yeah, it's the medical word as well, yeah.
So in the pubs in town, sailors who were thought to be lying about their cargo, people would say, oh, he's not really carrying gold or whatever. He's taking the piss. I'm sure they're taking the piss.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So
it sounds like a story you made up, but also it sounds very believable. So especially since you mentioned it's, did you say North London?
I said in the northeast of England. So I'm thinking like,
come on, this is a very Cockney expression. Like I have a sneaky suspicion that this is going to be it, but let's go. Let's move on.
Are you taking a piss? But that's not the north of east of England, the Cockney. It's like south, west.
East. No, it's east of east.
South. East, southeast, you're right, yeah. So it's east because London, the cameras are mirrored. Yeah. That's why I got it wrong. Okay,
right.
Or is it B, mm-hmm. in which piss refers to the French word piscine, where people in high society in France used to tease and bully their servants by pushing them into the pool. And those people, those servants who accepted this treatment, were said to prendre la piscine, to take the piss, piscine. So is it that one? That's B. Or is it C? This is C. Hospital porters. So porters, people who work in hospital, not doctors, just they move stuff around.
Yep.
Hospital porters who said they were transporting organs for transplants to the operating theater, when actually they were taking full catheter bags. These are the bags that people piss into when they can't piss normally. So they were actually taking full catheter bags to be disposed of, but this was an undesirable job in the hospital and only done by the lowest level employees. So they said, no, I'm taking these organs to the operating theater. But people would say no.
So when was this again? This is coming from which?
I don't know. It didn't say. It's olden days. Oh, I don't know, like 17th century, I was imagining when I was reading. Does it say? Let me go back to Wikipedia.
I could go back
to Wikipedia and look.
Believable
look for it, but I'm
as
not
well.
Going to.
Like, I don't like the French one. It might be it, but I don't like it. There's not much to it. I just like the humor of the first and the last one. So I don't know which one it is. Is it the French one, though?
That is so not correct!
Not the French one. I made that one up.
Okay, that's good.
That's why I was laughing so much when I said it. Ridiculous.
Yeah, it's not that one. It's also very British, like a very British expression. So, yeah. I don't know. I quite like the last one, to be honest.
You think the last one is the right one about the hospital porters?
Let's go for
that
it.
No, yeah. Not correct.
Oh, so it's the first one.
Okay. I made the hospital one up. Yeah, it's the first one trade in urine. Yeah.
Well done.
People said they were taking something else, but actually they were taking the piss. Well done.
You got me.
Oh yeah, you didn't get any of those, did you? No, you kind of got the the first one, but not the second one. So yeah.
If I'm honest, this is kind of tough. There. This one, yeah. It's like a guessing game, really. So yeah.
Okay.
But nice game as well. So you want to quickly show us the last game and then we call it a day?
And then we'll wrap up. The last game is very quick and it's the least interesting. I should have put it first, actually. Here's the jingle.
Which is the most expensive thing?
Clear, right? It's clear.
Find the most expensive thing. That's how you win. If it's the cheapest thing you choose, this is how you lose. So which is the most expensive thing?
So have you done this one before? I don't remember ever listening to this.
Oh, I can't remember which podcast it was on, but yeah, I've done it before. Which is the most expensive thing? Just before we started recording, I went onto the Aldi website, Aldi UK, and I got three things. So it's not just which is the most expensive. You have to try and tell me in the right order, the cheapest to most expensive. This was from a podcast. I think it was early days where the theme was compare and contrast. And it's about comparatives, like more than, less than, more expensive than. So Okay, in no particular order, of course, because you have to guess the order.
Mm-hmm.
An extra large pumpkin. A Barbie speedboat. Not a real speedboat, a Barbie speedboat. So a toy speedboat for Barbies. Or a Hawkeye, that's just the brand name. Hawkeye 10-pack of firework rockets.
So, firework. Oh, how many? 10-pack.
It's a 10-pack. So there's 10 fireworks, and they're not those ones that just go spin around and let a bit of fire. They're actual rockets that go up
and
into the sky.
Where do I buy these things? Like on
these
Amazon
are all from Aldi. It's from the Aldi. You know Aldi?
What's, no.
Oh, Aldi is like a cheap supermarket.
Ah, it's like Wish, something similar to Wish or something like that. Is that an online one?
It's a supermarket. Actual supermarket.
Okay. Got it.
I guess, I don't know. Maybe, yeah. In England, we have Aldi's, but in central London, there's not any. So
okay. So Barbie speedboat. Then there was 10-pack
extra
rocket,
large pumpkin. And large 10-pack of fireworks rockets. Listeners, what do you think? Which is the cheapest, which is the middle, and which is the most expensive thing?
Should I think of like the inflation? Is there like post-Brexit? Is there something?
There's no link. I did this literally like 30 seconds before we came on. So there's no extra thinking.
For some reason, I think the Barbie speedboat is the most expensive one.
Okay. I'm not going to give you the jingle until you give me all three.
Okay. Followed by the rocket and the pumpkin, even if it's extra large
pumpkin.
Yeah, I know, but like, what's extra large? Like, this is like the biggest pumpkin you've ever seen or something. I think still
I think just like averagely big,
average Halloween pumpkin. Then I would say it's the cheapest one.
Yep. Yes. Extra large pumpkin, £2.85. That's really cheap. £2.85.
That's a bargain.
Like
yeah.
7 or 8 euro. So yeah, that's good. Brexit's been good, it seems. 10-pack of firework rockets is £10.99. So £1.10 per firework.
Yeah.
And then the Barbie speedboat, which is on Zdenek's Christmas list, is £14.99. There you go. You got it all right. Well done. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
I'd hit the applause jingle if I had one.
I have to say, I wasn't really sure about that answer. So.
It's good. Yeah. Ending on a high. You're a winner. Yeah.
I'm not sure about that, but I'm definitely a winner. I'm definitely the winner for having you on the podcast.
Oh, thank you.
touch wood. I have to also mention that hopefully... this will get saved, it will not get deleted, and it will get published as well.
Yeah, well, maybe I should have recorded it just as a backup so you can't say I deleted it by accident.
Too much trust in me. Well, yeah, I'll end recording and then I will immediately download the file. I will back it up.
Good idea. Yeah.
It's been wonderful to have you on the podcast again, Rob. And of course, just to remind everyone, you are Rob. It was on screen the whole time.
It was on screen the whole time, yeah, on your side.
That's okay. Well, that's good for you. A lot of promotion there. You're Rob from English with Rob podcast, and also your YouTube channel, so for those of you watching this, is called English with Rob.
Mm-hmm.
So you might as well subscribe to that while you are on it.
Yeah, I mean, I plan to bring the podcast back to life. There are lots of old episodes out there which don't really date. None of them are about newsworthy subjects, I don't think. So they're all still useful. There's lots of videos on the YouTube channel. I don't think I'm going to have much time for making new YouTube content. Maybe a few short things, but not like I was making before.
Well, you could do what most of us do these days. That
oh yeah,
we kill podcast. Two birds with one stone. You know, you.
Yeah, in fact, there is a video version of the latest podcast up on the YouTube channel. If you want to watch the video version of the podcast. Like you guys are.
Some of them.
Some of them. The ones I'm pointing at, not the ones who are listening on the headphones.
Those are not.
No.
Although they might be listening on the headphones on YouTube as well. That's also possible these days, but yeah.
Yeah. It will use up all your data if you're doing it outside, but yeah.
But also YouTube have introduced something like YouTube Music or something.
I have to look into that. Yeah, I got an alert the other day about podcasts being on YouTube. I also got an alert that Google Podcasts is closing, which was my favorite podcast app. So
really?
Thanks, Google. Yeah.
That's a real downer, Rob.
Okay. Blew That's it. We were on a high from you winning, and then I just brought it all down.
It's okay. I'll let you off. I mean, cool. I owe you one. So,
well, maybe we'll just record this all again next week.
We are square now. Hopefully not. I mean, I would love to, but hopefully not. All right, Rob.
Okay,
fantastic to talk to you.
Thanks for staying up late for me, Zdenek. I'm really touched by that.
And regarding your new teaching career, break a leg.
Thanks, Zdenek.
Sorry, I think you were telling me a joke there. I saw your facial expression. Can you say again what you said there when you were saying goodbye to me? That you made one of those faces where you were like, oh, he didn't get the joke.
No.
Oh, okay.
Oh, sorry.
I guess I'm imagining things. You see, it's almost 4 o'clock here, 4 a.m. So yeah.
I can't even remember what it was. No, there was no joke that you missed.
Oh, okay.
Straight talking.
Thank God. It's another game that I play when I listen to you on the podcast or just talking to me here. I try to get you all your jokes, and you make a lot of them, you know, so I don't want to miss some of them. I don't want to miss
And it's
out.
True. I don't always reveal that they are jokes. And sometimes I make like film references or say lines from films and I just never talk about them. But and I and think then, if 1% of people get that joke, then I'm happy.
And then when I listen back to it when I'm editing or something, I'm like, you know, sometimes I get more. Like the second time I listen, you know.
So anyone listening to my podcast, you have to listen to them at least 100 times each episode to really get everything. So do that.
All right. Well, without further ado, I think we should just leave
this
it there.
The longest wrap up in history, podcast history.
I mean, yeah.
We've got to get better at ending the podcasts.
I mean, that can happen. And I know that it happens to to other people too. It happens to the best of us. So. Thank you very much, Rob, again. And
thanks, Zdenek. Okay, have a good night.
Soon.
Get some sleep.
Bye-bye. Thanks a lot for listening. For more information, visit my new website, teachersdenek.com, where you can find out about my speaking group for high-level English learners called the Achievers Chamber and download my free course, Unlocking Your English Potential, 8 Secrets to Fluency. That's teachersdenek.com.